أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaytan the accursed. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I will recite some ayahs from the Quran, Surah Ibrahim 1 through 4. During that time, with all due respect, listen to the Quran. I swear by Allah, all of your recordings will not give you the same sound that you hear live. My request, please don't have flashes in my eyes. Please don't have recordings now. Experience Quran. Wallahi al-Azim, there are 1,000 recordings online better than me. Listen to them. Live sound, and this is proved, this is a proven fact. Live sound affects people more than recorded sounds. It's different frequency. Yes, Abdullah, I did say frequency. Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور.
A book that we sent down upon you, Muhammad Rasulullah,
إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور.
A book that came down to provide a means, a path from darkness, multiple darkness, into one single light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out that the book, the Quran, will give you explanation of many shades of darkness. But how many shades of clear light are there? One single.
من الظلمات إلى النور.
But this won't happen on its own.
بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book will provide for you the shades of darkness, and then you'll be able to identify it. Who will help you identify these shades of darkness? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm not just going to whip out the Quran and be like, okay, it's going to work for me. I'm going to go through an example. And this example will work by the permission of Allah, because He is who? Ila siratil. I told you what surah it was, you should have pulled it up. Siratil eh? Aziz and Hamid. It didn't say Aziz Hakim. It didn't say any of the attributes of Allah that are stern. Aziz is overpowering, almighty. But Hamid comes into the section that I will talk about. And that is the most praiseworthy. The most, so that we saw many nice cars coming here. Those cars we praised when we saw them. When we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercies, it's not just what you see. Whether you praise Allah or not, please remember this phrase. Whether you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, who is He? Azizin? Guys, after Aziz comes, Hamid, Jazakallah khairan. A sheikh who knows this already is answering for us. Friends, there's about 50 of you in here. I don't intend to give a long talk. I intend for you to interact with Quran, to experience it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, after saying that He's the Almighty and after saying He's the most praiseworthy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about
Allah الذي له ما في السماوات والأرض.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah, to Him belongs whatever in the heavens and وما في الأرض, and whatever is in the earth. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, and as the ulama say, in between the heavens and the earth is the internet. So whatever is on Facebook, Allah knows it too. Allah holds control of this, no? Why did Allah say, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ? Everything between the heavens, everything between the earth, even the zeros and ones, Allah knows that pattern too. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave us the opportunity to know these two things. Two ayahs. Remember, two ayahs of Surah Ibrahim change the way we start our day. Imagine if we read these verses, these ayahs, anywhere from Quran, and we started all of our events like this. Imagine if you started arguing with your spouse or your parents. But hang on. Alif Lam Ra. The argument would end very quickly. Take these two ayahs. Allah الذي له ما في السماوات والأرض. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. And those who disbelieve, you take this word disbelief, I want you to add the word, and those who discredit Allah by not being thankful. The kafir is not just the disbeliever, right? We like to scream that. But وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. And woe unto the person who has the opportunity to choose belief, and he doesn't, of a punishment that is shadeed, that is severe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who can live these verses and who can recite them and enjoy their recitation and to recite them as well. I believe it's okay to start my talk. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity to sit with two of those who have the ability to give, and they let one more come just because. I praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for transportation. I praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I said this at East Zone, Central Zone. I praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, it's called your terminal ilium. It's between, every conference I try to pick one part of the body. We made dua and thanked Allah for the facial muscles that allow you to smile. We did that at Central. But today, I met so many patients, and I can include myself amongst them, who don't have a terminal ileum. It's the connection between your small intestine and large intestine. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but praise Allah. Because I'm almost sure all of you have one. Some of us don't, because it gets taken out. This is the part that allows like salads and sushi, anything raw, nuts, berries, to get broken down. I give you my word. Why are we praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? 10 of my friends, we did an experiment. We wrote our initials on a pill and we ate it. Yeah. So it's a pill. It's supposed to dissolve in your terminal ileum. Guess what? Still had our initials on it. That's all I can say. Thank Allah. Thank Allah for the smallest of things. For Jannah, you don't have to use the bathroom. And many people say, why would someone write in a hadith book that you don't have to go to the bathroom? Friends, going to the bathroom is an ordeal. Thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi nabiyyil kareem. We praise, we thank, and we identify ourselves amongst those who say the statement, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I have a very short period of time, so I want you all to at least write down or pretend. Pretend, I will nod and smile. Just pretend. Every few minutes, just look down at your phone, and every time someone says SubhanAllah next to you, just do this. I promise, the guy next to you will be like, oh my God, the hijabi's writing something down. So she'll write something down too. It's like, oh my God, that bearded guy is writing something down. I'll write something down. So do that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet said, it's narrated in a book authored by Khatib al-Baghdadi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, trap knowledge. The companion said, how ya Rasulullah, how can you trap this intangible thing, which is better than gold? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to them, bil kitab, in your books. If I may, a man alayhi salatu wasalam, without the gift of being able to read, encouraged others to do. He knew his responsibility and he encouraged the others. For Allah had promised him in Surah Qiyamah, la tuharrik. Don't worry about memorizing it very quickly. I'll take care of that. But for us, Allah hasn't given us that promise. So I encourage you to write down surah number 2, ayah number 153. Ayah 153, I believe it's in your programs. This comes, and let's just quickly get into this, because it's the first topic, right? I'm the first speaker for the conference, so let's lay some academic grounds. Can you call out to me, does anyone know where this surah is? Like, on the page. What's going on around these ayahs? It's Surah Baqarah, the second page. Anyone can tell me what's happening in Medina at this point? سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. This whole thing's going on. Does anyone know what happens around these ayahs? When this ayah was revealed, where was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yalla, this surah, please. Anybody? Makkah or Medina? Really? Let's see. Maybe Medina? Okay. Alhamdulillah, just keep nodding. Nah, there you go. Okay, fantastic. It was revealed in Medina. And what was going on at this time? Friends, don't you remember? 16 months we're praying towards Jerusalem. But if you lived in Makkah, you could pray on the Yemeni corner and you could pray facing Jerusalem, facing the Kaaba. You with me? Yeah? So now for the first time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has changed the direction. The direction of the prayer has been changed, and now we're in Medina, and we have to pray. We still have to pray in this direction. فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطَرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only mending the heart of Rasulullah, but also the people of Medina who are like, wait a minute, we prayed for 16 months facing that way. What happens to this prayer? And then all of a sudden it went from, they were living in Medina, so that experience was different. And they were like, but we want, no, we don't like this way, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling Rasulullah, and Rasulullah is dealing with the people screaming at him. They're like, wait a minute, okay. So you went on this magical journey, okay. And you came back here, and we, the Yahud of Medina, we've been praying this way, and now all of a sudden you're gonna change it? Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in 153 says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ فَاذْكُرُونِي. Remember who? Allah. Ulama bring a very simple point. It doesn't say fadhkurullah. Because when I say fadhkurullah, it distances me. It's like, oh, Allah. Allah is so high, I can't touch him. Allah says, remember me. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. And I cannot take credit for this translation. But does anyone know what this means? Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. What does it mean? And I will remember you. I cannot take credit. So one of my colleagues on the way here mentioned, فَذْكُرُونِي وَذْكُرْكُمْ would mean, so remember me and I will remember you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always remembering us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is it's a perpetual state. How do we know this? How do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us and, oh, well, brother, there's just not a wow there, big deal. Surah Fatiha, I'm going to give you something that you can respond to me for. What is the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perpetually and at all times remembers us? He tells us the answer. Ba'da Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What's the first ayah you recite? What is it? Really, guys? Let me ask some of the kids here. Any young people know what the first ayah of Surah Fatiha is? I'm sorry, MSA students, maybe you haven't seen me on the East Coast. This is the MSA, right? So when I speak to 1,000 people, I can't do this. When we speak to 500 older people who are waiting for us to make a mistake, and what you said, you guys aren't those people. So if you wanted a lecture, go to YouTube. Let me ask one more time. Surah Fatiha, first ayah, anybody? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we say Alhamdu and you pucker your lips, you don't say Innal Hamda, you don't say Qul Alhamdulillahi. You pucker your lips and say, please repeat after me, Alhamdu. Sisters, it's okay, God will forgive you. Brothers, I don't know what exactly, maybe you don't have wudu or I don't know. God only knows. And if you don't have wudu, it's okay. Please repeat after me, Alhamdu. When you pucker your lips, this signifies all praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you put in parentheses, whether we human beings praise Him or not. Allah doesn't need us to praise Him. Why? Why? Think about this. Well, if we don't praise Allah, then who will? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil. All of the nations, all of the creatures, all of the on the molecular and cellular level. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. As everything spins in an orbit, from the cell all the way to the universe, to the atoms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being praised by those things. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for the rest of the evening, when you hear, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَشْكُرْكُمْ. فَاذْكُرُونِي. When you hear these verses of remember me, and I will remember you, then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in this perpetual state. So one more notation, ayah number 7 of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me, I am remembering you, or Allah is always remembering us. And if you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's take this word, washkuruli. Let's take shukr. How many times anyone can remember an ayah in the Quran where this exact word is used? The shukr the remembrance and thanking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take the ayah and then we'll translate it, inshallah. So now you know where we are. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're in Medina, a lot is going on, the Qibla has been changed, people are kind of mocking at Rasulullah, so wait, you're going to be praying this way, and what, tomorrow we're going to be praying upside down, what's up with this? So this badgering is going on with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now we're in Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses wa'idh. The translation of idh is remember when. It's not just remember, it's remember when. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And do you remember when we told Bani Israel, our older cousins? Don't you remember when Musa and his people came to them and they said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And if you, don't you remember when they were told by the Prophet, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember and are thankful to Allah, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. You hear the sheen? شَكَرْتُمْ, the tafashi gives you shukr. If you thank Allah, then He will increase you. Here's my question to you all college students, and to us who just left this realm. The things that you're thankful for, your beauty, your smile, your talent on the basketball court, they've all been cultivated by you, right? But I ask you this much, the senses that we received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for free. So that's the equivalent of me coming to you and saying, I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to pay your college tuition. And all you have to do, you all remember the famous Khalid Yasin example? This is shukr at its peak. So Atif Sharif and I are going to do all of you guys a favor. We're going to build each one of you a home. In this home, carpeting, you know, central vacuum, everything, including internet. We'll build it and give it to you for free. The only thing that you are requested to do is inside this house. There are phones, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. All I need you to do is pick up the phone 4 or 5 times a day and say, look, Atif, everything's in order, things are great. And by the way, thank you. How many of us would say, this is thanks? Receiving something for free and saying thank you, this is thanks. But imagine if you couldn't pick up the phone, and you picked up the phone once and said, yo, Atif, what's up, man? This is not the way I wanted it. Okay, let me come and fix it, right? So when we get a cut, right, you look at Allahu Akbar. Allah, what's this? I got a cut. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sells, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends mercy, and He fixes. My only question to you is, Allah didn't ask you to thank before you got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us everything on credit. Everything on credit. And the highest interest yield is with the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sight. This is the top of the page, Surah 67. I believe it's about ayah number 20. Well, I'll leave it in the 20s. There's only from ayah number 20 to 30, Surah Mulk 67. I encourage you, I beg you. If you need my juice, you can drink my juice. Just read that surah in translation before you sleep. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about what we got for free.
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ.
It is Allah who gave us seeing, ability to touch, to feel, to experience. Wallahi, I'm going to push your button a little bit here. When you see something on a billboard and it looks gorgeous, or you see the guy from White Collar with his really tight jawbone, you're like, oh my God, that's beautiful, because Allah made it beautiful. Right? You're like, oh wait, it's haram. Yes, I'm not saying whether it's haram or halal, I'm just saying it's beautiful. No one said whether it's haram or halal. But it's the attitude that towards that which we see. It's the attitude that when I look at something I like, Allah's not there. But when I look at the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar. Shift back. When you're given something for free, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and use this thing for free. Use it. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Ulama say a very, very interesting thing. Shukr, shaitan, and shirk all have tafashi in them. All have this shh. I'm a very big sound person. So you guys know when you turn on your TV and you get channel 3, what does it sound like? Shh. Shukr. It's a very confused topic. We think saying thanks is enough to Allah. In Arabic, shukr, it's not something you say. In Arabic, how do you say thanks? In real, spoken Arabic. Does everyone walk around saying thank you the way we do? Shukr in the language, it's a verb. It's done. So something good happens to you, your mom does something right, you don't say thanks, you kiss, you exchange. For this shukr of the mouth, it wasn't there for the first 4 years of your life. But they were glances. This is why, point number one, of how to thank Allah, how to be aware and apparent of these things. By the way, digits, this most amazing machine in the world. Like literally, they tried to reproduce the human hand. Five bones rotated this way, five bones rotated this way, but that doesn't include your fingertips. This creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, it's infinitely used. We can use it. And we can use it for good. But the first point of how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without your words. Yeah, you can take a picture, don't talk about it, just go for it. There are like 8-9 people talking to each other, can I take a picture? By the time you ask that question, you could take it up and you would have been done. I'm not gonna come up there and take your camera, so do what you must. I don't wanna become the, oh, did he say it was haram to take pictures? No, I did not say that. I just said listen to the qira'ah, but if you must, then you must. Keep losing this point. What was the last point? Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the digits, through service. The number one thing, and if you want to jot this down, how many times in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to you, be respectful, and this is for young people, please don't misinterpret this. One of the biggest ways to thank Allah, in the Quran, how many times has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the parents? Six times, you can write it down. Okay. Six times. And he says, أَمَرَ تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا أَمَرَ تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. You only worship Allah. And again, you're going to love this one. Allah doesn't put a period. He didn't say, worship Allah. And if it works out, take care of your parents. It says worship Allah and it's joined in the same sentence. It's illegal in the recitation for me to say أَمَرَ تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Wouldn't be recommended. But now I'm going to ask you a second question. How many times does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say and love and respect and be dutiful to your children? Be thankful. How many times does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say be respectful, dutiful, thankful to your wife and kids? Anybody? Call it out. Zero. Well, one time. Yes. So of the six times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you to be dutiful to who? Don't say parents. What are your parents? They're the people you peed on. They're the people who gave you life. They're the woman who, so many sisters come. It's like, oh, it hurts. I'm feeding my child and it feels like it's never going to end. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Let's not get too much into the parents, but watch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to remind us six times to take care of people that gave us life. But He doesn't have to tell you to take care of your wife and kids, because you will sacrifice your religion for your wife and kids. You will sacrifice mom and dad because that guy on Facebook said, Allahu Akbar. Yes. He said it. I learned it. My cousin taught me the Ijshiro look. So I learned. But when that happens, how quickly mom, dad, who loved, who supported, how quickly does their love go away? If you want to do real shukr to Allah, don't say thanks to your parents. Be dutiful to them. Be available to them. And when someone calls you and says, break this shukr, and why am I focusing here? Because if you cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can't see, if you can't be thankful to one you can't see, how can you be thankful to the people who sit in front of you? Your mom and dad. Point number one, I close on point number two. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If I gave you $1 million and you invested it back in my company, I would give you this much return. That's amazing. But وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. Anyone know the end of the ayah? I'm waiting for someone to be like, yeah, brother, I found it. It's in the Quran. It's a great book. You should read it. I'm hoping you would do the same. Bestseller on Amazon. Let's do it one more time. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. So the flip side, and I have to leave because the next two speakers will take it from here. If one side of the coin is thanks, And thanks is a verb, and thanks is something that I'm available for service to mankind, for service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the people who are there, to being dutiful and respectful to my friends, to the people around me. This is shukr. But if I refuse, and I wear a hijab, and I grow a beard, then I will look really weird, but you know what I mean. Tough crowd, man, it's a tough crowd. Smile a little bit, it's the first conference. If you're gonna be serious the whole time, then what are you gonna do? If you grow your beard and you live a certain way, and you start your shukr to Allah, is, oh Allah, guide these fasik people who don't pray. I haven't really done any thanks. You looked at someone, and someone might have looked at you and said, oh Allah, make me like them. That's thanks. Shukr, the verb, it takes action. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring to the close. The flip side of being thankful is not disbelief. It's being ungrateful. And I will prove this through one ayah. May I know how much time I got left? 1 minute. Yikes. Okay, here we go. Surah Baqarah 254, first page of the third juz. Look at the top. It starts, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O ye who believe. And the ayah ends, Walil kafirin. And the disbelievers. So how does an ayah start, O ye who believe, and then end with kafirs? Surah Baqarah, it's 254, right before Ayatul Kursi, right? 255, right before that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points something out to mankind. Disbelief is a very heavy word. Ungrateful, forgetting about Allah, is what He's warning us. When you choose to transgress Allah's laws and you're not grateful, you become ungrateful. And you enter a form of disobeying Allah's law. Last ayah, we all know it. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. I end with you Surah Hashr. It's the 28th juz, 59th surah. It's in the last five ayahs. You'll find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be like those who forgot Allah, for they have forgotten their own selves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a comparison of this. So let us be amongst those who remember Allah in everything we do. When we play video games, when we watch TV, when we live, when we sit at conferences, when you're texting your shorty. See, alhamdulillah. And maybe she'll be like, yo, what's alhamdulillah? She'll be like, I gotta recognize Allah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, all that is clean and pure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mistakes, misrepresentations are my own. Nothing I said should be attributed to the teachers. Abdullah chooses to record these things for those who watch them later on. The talks are not prepared for online. So if something's misquoted, suck it up. You got your own Quran, use it. Right? Oh brother, it's 250, what? Go find it yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Please use your MSA conference to the best of your ability. I sat in your chair just a few years ago, and as much as you feel like it's just a place to hook up or hang out or how many hijab pins you can wear at the same time or how sharp you can get your shape up, whatever. Do what you gotta do. But take something, one thing away from the conference. One thing, and make that better. بإذن الله تعالى سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين